Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Ray on I-5 northbound is. Ray, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Well, happy Monday to you, Ray. And Steve, why don't you go ahead and get out of here?
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Ray has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
What was Ace Ventura's profession?
A pet detective.
Yes. How many children do the Red Hot Chili Peppers have collectively?
4.
Yes, 4.
Six.
What U.S. state is the raisin capital of the world?
California.
Correct. Casey Kasem was the original voice of what cartoon character?
I know this.
The Grand Canal is in what Italian city?
Venice.
Yes. What marsupial takes its name from the indigenous Australian term for no water?
Camel?
No.
Pass.
Liberty Enlightening the World was the original name for what national monument?
Statue of Liberty.
Correct. Where on the body would you find the occiput?
Say that again.
Where on the body would you find the occiput?
I don't know.
Well, you got 5 correct, Ray. Not bad at all. Split right down the middle.
All right.
Steve looks like he's dancing in the other room.
Why?
Were you listening to some hype-up music in there?
You don't want to know. You don't want to know.
I think I know.
Yeah, you do.
All right.
Listen to a little toddler techno, of course, getting ready for this big game.
Steve, are you ready?
All right.
What is Ace Ventura's profession?
Pet detective.
Correct. How many children do the Red Hot Chili Peppers have collectively?
I wonder if they'll be at toddler techno. I don't know. 2?
No.
3?
No.
4?
Yes. What U.S. state is the raisin capital of the world?
Washington?
No.
Oh. Raisin. California.
Yes. Casey Kasem was California the original raisin voice of what cartoon character?
Scooby-Doo.
Yes. The Grand Canal is in what Italian city?
Venice?
Yes.
Oh.
What marsupial takes its name from the indigenous Australian term for no water?
A kangaroo?
No.
A camel?
No.
A no watero?
No.
A Waterloo?
No. Liberty Enlightening the World was the original name for what national monument?
Statue of Liberty.
Correct. Where in the body would you find the occiput?
In the butt.
No.
Feet.
No.
The mouth.
No. Which 1980 film earned Stanley Kubrick a Razzie nomination for Worst Director?
Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
No.
Stanley Kubrick. Space.
No.
Eyes Wide Shut.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a victory.
Let's go.
6-5. Sorry, Ray.
All right.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
The Australian indigenous Australian term for no water refers to the koala.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, the koala gets most of its water intake through the eucalyptus leaves.
Yeah. How about that?
I know. Fun factoid. The occiput is the back of your skull.
Okay.
So it's your head. The 1980 film that earned Stanley Kubrick a Razzie for Worst Director was The Shining.
Really?
Yeah, apparently so.
I'm actually shocked that the Razzies have been going on that long, but also The Shining is like one of the greatest movies.
I think a lot of people would agree with that.
Damn.
Well, nice job on your victory, Steve. We actually have a new shirt in the Rock Shop if people want to check it out, and it relates to this game. It is the I Beat Migs shirt, and shout out to your buddy who created this beautiful shirt.
Get the shirt, put it over your occiput, and show off everybody how much you love beating Migs.
It is available at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
You should definitely take the day off from work on Wednesday and join us at a Mariners game, a day game taking on the Red Sox. And we have the hookup on discounted tickets if you go get them through KISW.com. Plus, $2 from every ticket sold is going to go back and support our Bike MS team. All the info and the tickets are available at KISW.com. The Florida Panthers defeated the Edmonton Oilers 5-2 in Game 5. To take a 3-2 lead in the Stanley Cup final.
I missed the game on, was it Saturday? Saturday night.
Yes.
Yeah, because I was wrestling over at DOA, but I quickly checked my phone to see, and I'm like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. And as you know, we've been trying to have my son Barrett just continue on this path of being an Oilers fan.
Yes.
So this has been going on for a week or so now. Barrett, what are we watching?
Hockey.
So this was after game two.
Yeah.
Where we learned that Barrett is going to be an Oilers fan.
Because oil is used for heavy machinery, of course.
And who do you want to win?
Oilers.
Why do you want the Oilers to win?
Because they sound like oil.
And what do you like about oil?
They go in heavy machinery.
That's right.
I just love how he's putting two and two together.
He's just obsessive over anything to do with trucks and somehow related that to hockey, so...
Are we in overtime right now?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Showtime.
Showtime, baby.
I feel like this is like one of my drunk buddies that I'm hanging out with watching hockey. God. Like, that's exactly how they would be, too. I'm like, what time is it, buddy?
Showtime.
All right, let's turn on the game.
Well, then we watched game five, Steve.
Yes.
And let me tell you, things are not what we thought they were.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Florida, Florida, Florida.
What the heck does that mean?
Florida.
Why are you rooting for Florida?
Oh, he's saying Florida?
Yeah.
I thought he was saying Prada. I was like, what are we, like, is that like Prada?
Florida, Florida, Florida.
Florida.
What the heck does that mean?
Got it.
Florida.
Why are you rooting for Florida?
Because it's my favorite color.
Also, I feel like his favorite color has changed because for the last several years, it's been blue. Now, all of a sudden, he likes red.
I'm having a hard time understanding what Barrett said. I thought he said that's my favorite roar.
No, favorite color.
So I was like, oh, of all the animals, your favorite roar is a panther's roar. But no, favorite color. So is it red?
Yeah, apparently.
Because it's my favorite roar.
I thought you were loyal to the oil. Oh, yeah! Go, oil!
So they
we
just,
scored.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, what I'd say happened? We scored.
It's like, what just happened there? I was like, who's uninjured, son or you?
Loyal to the oil, baby. What do you think, Barrett?
Actually, I think Florida, Florida.
What?
So now we're fighting.
Are you able to call CPS on a child as opposed to a parent for abuse in the household?
Seriously?
What the hell is he doing?
He's playing mind games with me. It's very awful.
That always would drive me insane. It's so stupid. But it would, like, I would try and get my kid hooked on hockey. And like all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, she's rooting for the Kraken. And this is awesome because she likes the color of the jersey. And then midway through the game, she's like, actually, Dad, I think I like the other team's colors better. And I was like, no, that's not how it works. You can't root for another team other than the Kraken. So,
well, he also seems to like to root for the team that's winning, no matter what sport it is that we're watching. It could be baseball, it could be soccer, it could be football. He will root for whoever is winning. And I'm like, buddy, that's not how loyalty works.
So he's a Fairweather fan.
He's a Fairweather fan, and it's really annoying.
So he's not going to root for the Cougars this year.
Oh, that was a sick burn, Steve.
Sorry. But these playoffs have been pretty awesome. I was reading a thread on, was it Brad Marchand, who's been, like, just tearing it up for the Florida Panthers. But, like, he's, like, the guy that, like, you would hate. You hate him as a player unless he's on your team.
Then you love him.
Right. But the weird thing is, I've been seeing a lot of Boston Bruins fans are just like, look, I hate the Panthers, but I love Brad so much, I'm going to root for the Panthers because, you know, they just want to see him win a cup. Kind of like when, I don't know if you remember this, I'm such a geek with hockey, but I remember like Ray Bourque, who was a superstar in Boston. Like he was considered one of the greatest hockey players, played defense, but they never won a cup with him. And then finally they're just like, let's get rid of the guy, send him to a team that potentially could win the cup. And they sent him to Colorado, and he ended up winning the Stanley, beat the Devils, which sucked. But I was so mad as a Devils fan. But then when I saw him get the cup and raise it over his head, I'm like, that man deserves a Stanley Cup. And it's kind of awesome that he didn't have to do it with the Boston Bruins. So, but it's cool to see how many people are still rooting for Brad Marchand, even though he's not on the Bruins anymore. Because they're like, for years we were fans of this guy. Of course we're going to still cheer him on.
That's very heartwarming.
I mean, maybe your son should learn about loyalty in sports like some of these fans have.
I mean, I'm going to try to teach him before Game 6 on Tuesday.
Showtime.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's another great chat happening on Reddit where people were asked, what joke will your dad just not let go of? So there have been some very fun responses in honor of Father's Day.
I feel like your dad probably has a few.
We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Reddit is the place where people chat, and there is a chat happening there right now where the question was posed, what joke will your dad just not let go of?
Okay.
So there have been some very fun responses to this question, which means we got to go straight to the comments.
Plus, I'd like to know if there's any that your dad had. I have one definitely before my dad passed away, one that would just come up from time to time. But let's start off with the comments that we came across. We found them. We figured who better to read them than the ultimate father, Darth Vader. So we have robot Darth Vader reading the comments about the dumb dad jokes that dads will never let go of. Are you ready for the first one?
Of course.
All right, here we go.
Whenever someone blows their nose, my dad would say, you think it's a cold, but it's not.
See, I feel like all of these are going to be ones that Taryn's going to use at some point in her life now.
That's a good one.
Taryn's the dad joke person here on the show.
I love a dad joke.
Yes, absolutely. We've learned that time and time again. All right, are you ready for the next one?
Of course.
Every time I would bring a girl home, my dad introduces himself and then says this joke, what kind of bees make milk? Boobies!
I kind of like that one. What's wrong with your dad? Is he just trying to keep you single and a virgin forever?
I'd be horrified.
Right?
Whenever someone says they're going to go take a shower, my dad's response is, be sure to put it back when you're done.
That's like, clever.
Oh, God.
Been paying with a credit card, and every time my dad says, hope it works, we just found it in the parking lot.
That's something one that my dad would throw.
Like,
and he would use that every single time where you're like, okay, dad, we get it. Like, you don't need to do it every place that we go.
He probably was just so excited, counting down the seconds until he got to say it.
We got one more. You ready?
Yes.
Whenever a server comes by after a meal and says, "Do you want a box for the burger?" my dad would say, "No, but I'll wrestle you for the fries."
Wait a second, is the robot laughing at that joke?
The robot knows humor, obviously.
That was weird. You think AI is starting to figure out what's funny and what's not funny?
Oh, yes. We're advancing every day.
All right. So I did see a text message. Somebody said, my best dad joke I'll never let go is, where did Captain Hook get his hook? The secondhand store from Trucker Matt.
LOL.
What about for your dad?
So he always says this one thing where he refers to himself as a mushroom. He's like, "I'm just like a mushroom.
Oh, boy.
They keep me in the dark and feed me S." As far as, like, our family. Like,
that's the joke.
Like, I'm like a mushroom. They keep me in the dark and feed me S.
I kind of respect it because I was expecting he was going to go down a fun guy. I'm a fun guy.
Yeah, I like that one, Steve.
My dad, he would, oh, and like, looking back on it now as an adult, I'm like, what a weird joke to throw in front of your two little boys. Like, we were kids. I swear to God, this joke would come up several times a year. He'd be talking about somebody being uptight. And he'd always say, "Yeah, you could just take a piece of charcoal, shove it up a certain place, and it'll turn into a diamond."
It's a classic. For the children. A kid's joke, like, for sure.
Dad, is that really the right kind of content to say in front of you? Like, you're a 6-year-old child or you're an 11-year-old child? Like, that seems a little strange.
Who obviously have no concept of how diamonds are made at that point in their life.
I'll be honest, until I was an adult, I thought that's how diamonds were made.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's all you heard.
Just a little crappy little stone.
Whenever I see a diamond, I'm like, "Do you know where the?" Like, I'm so thankful that I didn't ever like go up to somebody. Like, I imagine my wife. I'm like, "Here's your wedding ring. Do you know how this diamond was made by an uptight person and a piece of charcoal?"
It's very romantic.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you're supposed to be at work on Wednesday, don't go. Instead, come join us at the Mariners game. Forget it. Just let your boss know you're going to be hanging out with the Daily Mix Show, because we're going to be at the game. We're playing the Red Sox that day. It's a day game. So if you need to, you know, play a little hooky, so be it.
Plus, if they fire you and then you're low on cash, the tickets are discounted.
$2 off, plus $2 of every ticket sold will benefit the National MS Society. So not only do you get a discount, it's for a great cause as well. If you want all the info, it's available at KISW.com. While you get started with your day, wiping the sleep out of your eyes, drinking a little cup of coffee here and there, you might be curious what is going on in the world of pop culture. We're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Courtney Love was on a recent episode of Fashion Neurosis with Bella Freud. And was
love that podcast.
One of my favorites, definitely. Discussing her casual relationship.
The person that I most, I think, do my romantic with.
What's going on?
She.
Are they having a conversation over drinks?
Things are very off-putting already.
He's also a libertine. So we really are more friends, really, with benefits sometimes kind of vibes.
Oh boy, imagine that phone call. You want to come over sometime and have some sex?
Oh no, thank
you. But I don't like talking. I don't mention who. Mm-hmm. I don't mention what, because there's jealousy around that person. And so
what,
who's jealous?
Nobody.
I will tell you the last one, though. I did have very intense jealousy.
I'm so confused by all that. I mean, you always hear about people having, like, you know, like wanting to hook up with, like, celebrities. That's a whole past thing. I don't know if modern day Courtney Love. Like, look, when I was in college, I remember having like kind of a thing for Courtney Love, because you know, she was like that whole vibe of like the alternative rocker chick and just seemed like a badass, you know.
Freak in the sheets.
Yeah, sure. I mean, anything in the sheets was an upgrade for me. I was getting nothing in the sheets. Oh. But like nowadays, like current version of Courtney Love, maybe she's not saying the name because the guy's like, don't tell anyone I'm doing this, please.
I mean, she sounds totally permafried.
She does. You're absolutely right.
Oh,
hey, let's talk about cicadas. It's been a minute since we talked about cicadas, but apparently they're back. It's the attack of the cicadas part two. And apparently in Ohio, a cicada flew into someone's car window, startled the driver, and led to a giant car crash. In fact, here's a news report talking about the attack of the cicadas.
A car crash
caused by a cicada. One of those pesky bugs flew in through a window that startled the driver. The driver tried to get the bug out when he lost control of his car and veered off the right side of the road, and then he hit a pole. Police are saying it's probably...
That was Courtney Love, actually.
Oh, no.
It wasn't a cicada that hit that pole. Yeah.
Police are saying it's probably a good idea to drive with the windows up for now. Fortunately, this brood of cicadas should be gone by the end of the month.
There was a time my sister and I went on a camping trip, and it was just the two of us, and we bought one of those little bags of firewood on the way up the mountain.
Okay.
And while we were driving, the biggest moth I've ever seen in my life flew out of the firewood. And I thank God we didn't crash the car, but it was a near-death experience.
There was once a time where there was a bee in my car. Ooh. And I'd probably roll the window down, like, get out, bee, get out. But, like, you know, like I didn't get into a car accident, but there was a part of me that's like, man, like, good thing I'm not, like, allergic to a bee. Like,
oh,
it would
gosh.
Suck if I got stung by it. But what if, like, that, and I'd have to pull over.
Oh, for sure.
I can't remember who it was. One of my friends almost got into an accident because a spider came down from the visor. Like, zoop. And then all of a sudden, it's, like, right in front of their face. And they're just like, how you being right now? Like, you're freaking out?
I would have a meltdown.
Here's the crazy part. Hey, also, what a great name for a group of cicadas. A brood of cicadas. Brood. But apparently, they took over an amusement park also, and it got so bad that all the guests, this happened at Kings Island in Ohio. They were telling all the guests when you're riding the rides, keep your mouths shut. Because cicadas were flying into your mouth.
I would vomit. Okay, stupid question. Maybe you guys know because you've lived in other parts of the country.
Oh, but Danny and I are huge cicadas.
Well,
fans,
I mean, so like, how far do they travel, like, west? I mean, we're not going to have cicadas here, right? Like, it's not warm enough for cicadas?
Oh, no, they're here already.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Go on Como's website. They were just talking about it this morning.
No, they were not.
I don't know. I'm just happy with you.
They moved into your bedroom last night.
Oh my
yeah.
God, you
yeah.
guys.
They love Stanwood.
There's a helicopter reporter named Stu Mundell, and he ended up going viral. Sunday, he was ranting about his failing marriage while covering the No Kings protests that were going down in L.A. This is some of what he said.
Have you heard this?
No.
You know what? I don't care. I am married. I am legally married. I am legally married. That's about the only way you can really say it. But I am not looking at now at all. I just had a bunch of debacles with my personal life. Yes, it's true. I know. It's hard to believe.
Who's he talking to, first of all? Like, he's just ranting about this.
He's just having a moment.
Yes, it's true. I know. It's hard to believe. I got nothing right now. Got nothing. Not really looking. Trying to find myself and be happy. I'm being serious about that. I want to be beholden to no one at this moment. You know, do I get lonely? Of course. Of course. But I got cats.
I mean, he sounds like he's spiraling a little bit.
Wait a second. Can we play that last line? If we're going to play that last line, I think we should do it the proper way.
You know, do I get lonely? Of course. Of course. But I got cats.
He's got cats.
He's become Catman.
Oh, no.
That is rough. Oh,
that is very rough. But you know what? I wish him all the best. He sounds like he really needs to find the right person.
If anything, they should put him on, like, The Bachelor.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I would actually, well, I'd probably watch one episode and get sick of watching it and be like, okay, I'm good. Whatever, copter guy, good luck to you.
All the episodes are too long.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? Do you have a chance to hit 200 wins today?
I'm at 199 right now.
Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to try to beat Miggs at 850.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.